Tennessee school principals have gotten better at accurately grading the best teachers, but not those who need the most help. An annual report on the state's teacher evaluation system finds administrators are still reluctant to give failing marks. Classroom observation scores, calculated by principals, should roughly line up with how well that teacher's students do on a standardized test. That's what state education officials believe, but on the lower end of the scale, it's not even close. Almost no administrator watches a teacher at work and puts him or her at the bottom of the scale, even though 20% of teachers got the lowest possible score when judged by their students' performance.
I think as we see greater confidence and greater training, that will hopefully we'll see those numbers move.
Paul Fleming is an assistant commissioner in the Department of Education. As a former teacher and principal himself, he says it's never been easy to tell a teacher what they're doing isn't working.
You know, we call it as having kind of challenging and courageous conversations.
The state has dispatched coaches to work with schools where the observation and test scores don't line up. Last year, the trainings resulted in a 100% alignment at a few schools. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.